Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we answer your questions, queries you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. Well, today in our studio, we have with us a guest speaker, Professor Salman Naqvi, who is a faculty member at Al-Mustafa University. Assalamu alaikum, sir.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you very much.
Professor, we would want to start with audience question again. How do we make our child close towards the religious obligations like carrying out prayers and fasting? And the fasting is here, so...
Yes, as we've been saying all the time, that we need to start with providing the model ourselves. We should be the role models. We should be implementing what we are preaching, what we expect our children to do. From a very tender age, we should be able to do it ourselves. So we want them to recite the Quran. We want them to offer prayers on time. We want them to fast. So depending on their age, it depends on how we deal with the situation. They will do so at the early ages in imitating you, following you, what you do. They want you to become happy with them. You have shown them your love. So, and those first second seven years, it's easier to do so. It's better to do so, especially while we're in the holy months of Rajab and Shaban and the holy month of Ramadan. It's a whole, environment which can be created in our homes, revolving around prayers, revolving around fasting, revolving around supplications and du'as, especially in these three holy months. It's a whole, university for us of ibadah, of worship, of learning, of loving. And so this is a very good occasion to be able to latch onto the spiritual aspects of these months, and to provide the environment to our children. And of course, we need to show them and teach them how to do those things properly. We need to employ even the services of teachers and mentors in this direction, in this way. But the most important thing is that we talk to them, speak to them, and we are able to convince them, especially those teenagers who need answers. Again, we need to be able to satisfy them. Fasting, especially in the months of winter, it's quite easy. Even in the months of summer.
Then in the summers.
Even in the summers. The best, the most rewarding are the summer fasts.
Fasts, yeah.
So we need to prepare our children to undergo difficulties and to be able to handle difficult situations, and we may need to make them patient. So we need to teach them patience. We need to teach them how to strive, how to, remain firm on what we want to do, and not to, slip away from the path or divert from the path. We need to remain on the path towards Allah Almighty. So we need to be able to teach them to always seek guidance from Allah.
Iyyaka
na'budu wa iyyaka
nasta'in.
He seeks guidance, we seek his help, we seek his assistance, we ask for perseverance in his path and seek that strength from Allah Almighty. So we may need to make them realize that everything that we do in this world is based upon Allah's help. And if we are able to inculcate that in our children, then we will not have to face any difficulties. But the problem is, the problem with us nowadays is that ourselves, we are not very much able to
act, actually.
Yes.
Act, basically.
Act accordingly, and to be able to show the fact that we are doing this with the help of Allah Almighty. Sometimes we do things and we make ourselves feel that we're doing it on our own. We are doing it because of us.
No, especially when we have achievements. Professor, we will discuss more with you after a short break. The listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing, and we have had the pleasure to be with Professor Salman Al-Kavi. And Professor, you're helping us understand that. You said how we can actually make our child a little more religious than whatever they are or whatever the behavior they have. Well, you said the holy months, like there's Rajab, there's Shaban, there is Ramadan. We can help them. These are the months that give us opportunity to actually make our children know more about religion. But the question that I have here is that on the very first day of Ramadan, the very first dua, the daily prayers that we have, in the very first dua, we have this very line that, "Oh Allah, make my fasts among the fasts of those who fast sincerely. Make my standing in the prayers of those who stand obediently." If a child asks us now a question, what does it mean to fast obediently? What does it mean to fast sincerely? Or what does it mean to stand obediently?
Yes, that would be a very good question if he does that, and it would be difficult for us to answer if we're not doing it ourselves. So we need to be sincere ourselves.
Yeah.
And how do we show that sincerity? We need to make him understand, or make her understand, that working, doing anything with sincerity for someone is when you are focused completely on that activity. For example, if you're going to school early in the morning and you need to be at school at 7 o'clock in the morning, you need to be ready by 6 o'clock, breakfast done or whatever, and then prepared with school uniform on, and then you're going to rush towards your school. In that 1 hour that you need to get to your school, you need to catch a bus, you need to get a taxi or whatever. So your whole focus, attention is towards reaching that target, getting to the, or you need to make a journey. You need to take a flight, you need to be there at 7 o'clock at the airport. Then all your focus, all your attention is towards that journey and
yeah.
getting there on time. You forget everything else. Everything comes and passes away. But the focus and attention is on the time that you want to get to the airport.
Yeah.
So what is your state of mind? What is your state of mind at that in doing that? Your whole focus is doing that.
Yeah.
So when you get up in the morning for prayers, for eating your suhoor and getting ready for the fast, your whole intention is to prepare yourself for the day of fasting.
Yeah.
So when you get up with this intention that you want to fast today, and it's your first day of Ramadan, it's the first day of Ramadan, then you are very much aware of the fact that today is the first day of the month of Ramadan. I need to get up. I need to have the suhoor. Then I have to go for ablution and prepare myself for the prayers.
Yeah.
So everything is with this intention to get there on time.
Yeah.
So you forget everything else. Your focus is on that. That is purity and sincerity in your intention. And then the purity intention and attention comes in the actions also, with the purpose in mind, the focus in mind, the target in mind. Everything you do is for that sake.
Yeah. So,
and especially if you have started 2 or 3 days earlier in the month of the Shaban, and you have fasted, you have kept fast in the month of Rajab, you have prepared yourselves, you have primed yourself.
Now it becomes easy for
you. So it's become much easier. So the month of Ramadan does not become a big hurdle or a big, you know, a huge burden. No, you need to prime yourself. And so Rajab starts with the, as the, is the month of Allah Almighty.
Yes.
The Shaban is the month of the Holy Prophet. And Ramadan is the month of the Ummah to get salvation, as it is mentioned in the Ahadith also.
Indeed.
So we need to, you know, consider this as a whole process.
It's a series of processes to be achieving
and
salvation.
And even then it doesn't stop. Zilqada and Zilhajjah still remain to be, you know, benefited from. So,
let's ask
all these months are the months of God which we can, you know, take the
benefit from. Benefit let's from. Ask you more after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, he who has a child must treat him in a childish manner.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I am Zainab with Professor Salman Naqvi. And Professor, you were helping us start how we can make our child understand what is sincere fasting and what is obedient standing in the prayers.
So we mentioned the fact of the sincerity in our intention, that we are focused on an activity. We need to get that done. We are primed for it. That is important. Then how to be obedient is to do things as we have been asked to do. Take care in carrying out simple actions in a very, very precise way. For example, when we fast, when we pray, prayers, apart from the thinking that goes in it, the feelings that go into it, we have these physical actions which we carry out. Qiyam and ruku and sujood, they should be done in a very precise manner, in a very, you know, perfect manner. The more we perfect our actions and we make them our recitation, our pronunciation of the Arabic Quranic words, the more we make them perfect, the more perfection and sincerity will be reflected in our actions. So in fasting, of course, it's all, the fasting is all about not doing, refraining from things, not doing things, not eating, not, for example, drinking, and refraining from things which are supposed to be, you know, taken care of. So it's all in a sense a negative way of dealing with the.
It's actually gaining a control over your nafs.
Exactly. You need to stop doing things. It's not doing in the prayers, in salah, you're doing things. In fasting, you're refraining from things. So, you know, you see the beauty of it. Both ways are positive actions and negative things. And negating things is important. How you control your feelings, how you control your actions, how you control. Of course, there are levels to fasting, of course. There's the physical level where you refrain from drinking, from smoking, from eating, and many things which are at the physical level. But then you have the mental level, and you have the level of the heart and the feelings. The pure fasting is where you even desist from bad feelings coming into your heart. You're feeling bad about things, feeling negatively about things, or even thinking apart from something which is good. Thinking should also be, you should refrain from things which are bad, from wasting our time, from thinking about things which are not relevant to us. We should be focused on things which are important in life. So fasting provides us the opportunity to refrain from so many things and to get engaged in and engage, control our physical activities, control our feelings, control our thoughts. and to focus them on things which are important.
Which are more important.
And what is more important is to live a life, a pure life, according to Allah Almighty's commands.
Yeah. And so we can also teach our child, like, if you want to have, if you want to, the anger that has become dominant over you right now, if you want to overcome this, there is a month, there is a way wherein we refrain from things that we want to do, that we like to do, like eating and drinking. As Lady Zahra Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam put it very beautifully, she said that fasting is not just refraining from eating and drinking, it's actually refraining your eyes from seeing anything negative, it's actually refraining your ears from hearing anything negative, it's actually being fasting with each and every part of your body, refraining from everything that is not allowed in Islam. Well, thank you, Professor. That was all the time we had for today. Thank you so much for being with us. And dear listeners, may Allah give us the opportunity to be among those who fast sincerely and obediently. And that's how we can actually teach our children to be sincere and obedient in religious obligations. Thank you so much for listening. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.